Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
In today's episode, we explore the dangers of Alaskan gnome owls, which reality TV stars would make better presidents than Trump, and we play a hard-hitting round of the ABC game. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price, because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. You can get $50 off any mattress purchased by visiting casper.com/besties and enter promo code besties. Thanks, Casper.
Let me guess. Good morning.
No, I was just gonna say hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
How are you?
How do you feel about Alaska's hi?
Are they playing it less this season?
Maybe she's doing it less. I noticed you were very into the owl screech on
Twitter. My God, yeah. Well, I couldn't figure out how to find it, and I just searched Alaska owl screech, and very different results came up.
It was like woodland creatures of Alaska?
Uh-huh. And I looked at images. I even clicked news. To see
I heard to say I even clicked nudes.
I even clicked owl nudes. Isn't it weird that all animals are nude? Well, not all.
Except for Donald Duck.
Except for, well, a with nothing but her t-shirt on.
Yes.
I was going to say, except for that dog with the mohawk in our neighborhood.
Christ, that fucking dog.
There's a dog that somebody walks around and it's got like...
We told this when Mamrie and Grace were here and they said,
I have
fuck
no
that
recollection.
Dog. They said, fuck that stupid dog.
Okay, anyway, what were you saying?
Have you heard about the like owls in Alaska and how they're like,
no, I haven't.
And how they're like aliens and they're like kidnapping people. I'm being serious.
I'm not even going to follow that up. You need to explain yourself.
Well, there was this movie. There's this movie called like The Fourth Kind. And it's talking about like,
is Murderous Owl the Fourth Kind?
No, but it was like in Alaska, like some towns in Alaska have the most like disappearing people of like, anywhere, and it's all like owls.
Anchorage.
And they're all like hoo hoo, and the owls are all like poof be gone. And in the movie,
poof,
whenever the aliens were coming, spoiler alert, there were always like owls.
Movie.
Yeah, and it was based on
you
real
just said it
facts.
Was a real thing.
Yeah, it was based on true events. I'm gonna
I never
it.
Saw Blair Witch.
When the new one or the old one?
Any of them.
I didn't see. I'm trying to type owls in connections with missing people in Alaska.
Did you ever read that one book? Not Looking for Alaska. There's a different book about Alaska. We read it in sixth grade. It's about this little girl who like lives in an igloo or some shit.
A little girl lives in an igloo and she disappears?
I'm gonna look up sixth grade curriculum.
Wait, no, so it's in Nome, Alaska that has like more missing people than like any other missing people anywhere. And it's because owls will get ya.
I think it's called, is this Into the Wild? Is that a book? I feel like I read
that's
that.
That's
a real book. Not for sixth graders.
No. Is that what you're talking about? I never saw that
honestly,
movie.
Honestly,
my
knows?
Brother like raves about it.
Miss Williams, if you're listening, I was going to talk shit, but, well, I already just said I was going to talk shit, so I might as well talk the shit. She was the one that, well, I don't know if it was her decision.
Are you talking about Ms. Williams' curriculum still? I blocked
yeah.
out.
She somebody in her realm.
Yeah.
She was the one who wouldn't let me in scrapbooking class.
You had a fucking scrapbooking class?
We've already gone over this.
At your school?
Yes.
Your school was like glitter time.
Well, we did have a Lego class.
I don't believe you.
It was, we've already discussed this.
You had a Lego class.
Yeah, and here's what happened. You were partnered up.
And you made a Lego?
No. I made something behind a sheet, and then I had to write instructions on how, and I gave you the exact parts, and you had to make it also. And then we saw if we were good at giving instructions.
You were not good at
it
that.
It was just a trimester class, and it was to see how, it was to develop
we,
skills.
Should we try that anyway, live? We should try that live on the podcast.
Okay, well, you bring in your Legos.
Talking about bringing in a sheet so I wouldn't have to look at you.
Speaking of Legos, I was on my flight. Back from London the other day.
Okay.
You know what I watched?
The Lego movie.
Close.
Room.
Yes.
With Jacob Tremblay.
Room with Jacob Tremblay. And he, you know how he
is in a
with
room.
Legos for the first time.
When? Once he gets out of jail?
Yeah, you didn't watch that?
Spoiler.
Deleted scene?
I just ruined it.
Wait, out of jail?
Well, that's what some people call a room.
I just loved it. And Corey comes over to me. So we're on like opposite sides of the flight. We have so much to tell you about this flight. Corey had drama. He got into it with a woman.
There's nothing I enjoy more than being the first person on the plane so I can sit down and watch all the idiots like unravel.
And piss everywhere to claim
and,
your
like,
area.
People are like, oh, God, I should just write a book about all the dumb people I've seen on airplanes. It's called Dumb People Who Fly.
First of all, I was watching Room.
Wait, do you think?
Corey saunters over and goes, a rewatch of Room?
I mean, there's just some movies you don't really need to see a second time.
So what did you go over and watch?
I watched The Meddler for the second time.
Oh, okay. That's what I
watched.
I was gonna say.
Me Before You for the second time.
Oh, okay, got it.
I watched my first viewing of Batman versus Superman finally.
Was he hot?
Listen, okay, I don't
know.
Batman. I feel like you and I talked about this recently on a podcast and somebody tweeted at me in a reply and they were like, yes, Henry Cavill or Cavill or whatever his
name.
They were like, there's a bathtub scene. So then I was all excited for him in the bath and it's like,
do you even see asshole?
No, it's like literally naked Amy Adams and he climbs in the bathtub fully clothed. Like, why am I wasting my time on him fully clothed in the bathtub?
I guess I just wanted equality.
Yeah. I was like, why do I have to see her like naked? I would like to see him naked.
Well.
Did you know what happened in that movie?
No. Let me just guess.
Oh, God, it was terrible.
Batman and Superman have drama. They want to each be the savior of the city.
No.
Oh, they both want power. They both are fighting over the girl.
It's a real, like...
The Joker's there.
No, that's not a Joker.
That man from that one movie with Morgan Freeman about being a magician is there.
Jesse Eisenberg?
Jesse Eisenberg.
I hate Jesse Eisenberg.
He comes up and he says, I've seen this in the trailer. He goes...
Bat of Gotham meets Krypton?
No. What does he say? What are their real names?
He's like, Clark Kent meets Bruce Wayne.
I came over to see Corey during the flight, and I go, what are you watching?
More superhero movies just need people to get murdered.
Oh.
Like,
you know what?
They're like, let's put Lex Luthor in jail at the end. No, fucking kill
boring.
Him.
Yeah, just kill him.
Murder him.
Murder.
And of course, he's just going to escape.
So at the end, are they friends?
Batman and Superman?
Yeah.
Do you want to know the true?
I don't care. Honestly, the DC universe literally could not be more irrelevant.
Spoiler alert. Skip 30 seconds ahead.
We can say anything at this time.
Superman dies.
If you're listening right... what?
Superman is the dead corpsicle. Bye.
Well, he's an alien,
dead
so
in
I'm
the
sure
grave.
He can come back.
He got all kryptonited.
Okay, our 30 seconds are up. Hey, welcome back.
Wow. Did you really skip forward 30 seconds? If you did, tweet us with hashtag I'm dumb. Hashtag spoiler free since 2003.
I cannot believe that's what happened to
hashtag,
that one person.
I'm sorry for 2004. Now, do you think those murderous Alaskan gnome owls know that parrot that's supposed to kill someone this year?
Oh, my God,
do you
Corey.
Think they're birds of a feather and they're sticking
just
together?
Shut up at this point. Hey, I saw... do you see that spider in this globular light?
No.
Right here.
Oh, yeah, it's really little.
Itty bitty.
Piggy. So you
did
don't
you
think
see...
birds of a feather stick together?
Hey, shut the fuck up real quick. Did you see that we predicted Brad and Angelina were going to get divorced?
We didn't. That was like that that voodoo witch.
If it was actually Slyke Nikki's. Nothing to do with that. We predicted it.
Wow. So a murderous parrot is still about. God, what if it kills Trump?
Who has died recently?
I was going to say my grandpa's brother. But
maybe it was the parrot.
It wasn't. He died of old age.
Well, maybe a parrot swooped in and sucked the breath right out of his breath. Okay, before we go into anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor, and that is Casper. Now, I have a Casper mattress. It is so soft. We do a lot of traveling. We fly around all the time. We stay in hotels, and I feel like hotel beds are the best. And I always was like, when I go home, I'm like, I just wish I slept as comfortably as I do in hotels, and it just feels like heaven. And then I got a Casper mattress, and I'm not just saying this because they're a sponsor. It feels like heaven. No exaggeration. It is the most comfortable bed I've ever had. So if you want to, you know, live your best life, if you want to fall asleep in a cloud, if you will, you can get a Casper mattress at casper.com/besties. And if you use the promo code besties, you can get an additional $50 toward your purchase. Again, terms and conditions apply, but if you, I feel like you deserve it. If you want to live your best life, plus you could listen to the podcast while laying in your Casper mattress, and then it's kind of like heaven upon heaven. You're welcome. Also, they offer free delivery, and if you don't like your mattress for some reason, I don't know how you could ever not like your mattress. Once you lay in it once, you'll fall in love. But if you don't like it, you have it's super easy to return it within 100 days. So if for some reason it's not a match, you can do that. But you're going to love it. Again, thank you so much, Casper, for sponsoring this episode. We love you, and not just because you're a sponsor, but because you're actually so great. Oh, speaking of a deep inhale.
No, there was like a scary movie I watched when I was growing up about like a cat that would sneak into people's bedrooms and suck its breaths out.
I'm familiar
with
that.
You know that movie?
No, we need
to
talk about...
Do you know that movie or not?
I am familiar with that.
What was that? I think it was called like Cat's Eye or something.
Well, I used to read this book series called Cat Wings or something, or Cat Bird.
All of the books you read when you were a child were like, nuns can't do cartwheels.
It was called The Bailey School Kids, and I loved it, so fuck off. It was great. So, it was a great series. I had all 60 books.
Stephen King was written this Cat's Eye book. Let's see what it's about.
I would rather not.
I mean, the cat would come in and it would put its paws. I had cats all growing up. That movie scared me.
I thought,
that cat's gonna suck my breath out. And then I would always shut my bedroom door when I went to sleep. And, like, Alien Alley, all of my, like, glow-in-the-dark, like, stars. Constellations would, like, keep me awake.
I forget. Did you have a big crayon bank?
No, my little brother did, though.
Corey and I played this game with our gay friends.
Did you have a big crayon? Hey. What game are you going to say? With a big crayon bank?
Let me get to
Who used the big crayon bank?
Let me tell the story.
Who? So now I'm just being an Alaskan gnome owl. Who? Who?
I'm trying to get to it.
Are you really going to tell this story?
Yeah, Corey and I play a game.
I'm shook.
Corey and I play a game with our gay friends. It's a good, you know, an icebreaker. Like,
yeah, you should volunteer.
Like the ABC game.
Yeah, no one plays that.
What's the ABC game?
Like, you start a sentence with A, and then, like, I have to go B. So I'm like, are you really about to tell that story about the big crayon bank?
Beautiful. Of course I am. Why wouldn't I tell it about that bank that's made out of a...
Can you be any worse at this game? I literally don't think you know how
to
play.
I set it up to give you crayon.
I don't think you know how to play.
Don't you know I was born to play this game?
Everybody knows you were born in a test tube.
False!
Gee willikers.
How dare you purport such a lie?
I would never be a liar, liar pants on fire.
Just so you know, the pants have always been on fire.
Kindly shut the fuck up, sir.
Listen to me. We have to get back to the story about the crayon.
Me? You want me to listen to you?
Yeah.
That was not an N-word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just supposed to believe yeah is an N-word.
Okay. Oh, people listening. We need to tell you the story. Okay, so you get the point of the ABC game. Are we going to really go finish
it? Quit it. We're done with it.
Did you just keep going with it? Okay.
So are you going to tell
Oh, so that's an icebreaker you can play if you're an RA. But
if you're an RA.
I was going to tell them about the icebreaker that gay people
if
play.
If you have rheumatoid arthritis, you should play the alphabet game because it uses little, very little hand motions.
What is rheumatoid arthritis?
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Room by Jacob Tremblay. Oh my God! Can you believe
so
he's the spokesperson for rheumatoid arthritis?
A big crayon. And what color was the crayon?
I had a red.
You're talking
crayon.
About a big red crayon bank.
Yeah.
You know what I hated?
What?
When like little kids had like a piggy bank, like a big crayon bank, and like someone would crumple up a dollar in there, and it would be like buried under all these pennies, and then you'd take the dollar out, and the dollar would be all wrinkled.
We had a big jug in our basement.
Not that I hate more than a wrinkled dollar.
Okay. We had a big jug in our basement.
Banging on a trash can.
You're so annoying today. Where we would like put change in coin. The whole family was supposed to put
in coins.
We would. The whole family was supposed to contribute, and it was going to be a vacation fund. This is why we never went on vacation.
I bet your mom was just like sneaking stuff out of it.
Well, I used to exchange my coins for pure dollar bills. I used it as an exchange bank, truly. And I also took out loans from it.
That reminds me of when Ellen and FLOTUS went to CVS.
Oh, and
then
she
called Coinstar a piece of crap.
I think she called it a ripoff. Anyway, so I went down to the basement to go make an exchange /.
That sounds like you pooped in the basement.
An exchange would mean that I leave something and I take something. So I pooped in what went back in me.
An exchange.
So I went down to
I don't know
transfer
what you put
some
back
money.
In there, probably a big old crayon.
I went to make a withdrawal, if you will.
Or did
and
she
there
make
was
a
my sister making a withdrawal herself. And I said to her, well, this stays between the two of us. This is why there's no money in the money chug for a family vacation.
Well, like when you say like downstairs, you mean like in the living room or like in the basement?
We had a half.
Oh, like three step. Oh, the house I've been to?
This was in Michigan. This was when I was in ninth grade.
Well, I've only been to your family's houses in Michigan because that's where they live.
Oh, you're right. This was when I was in ninth grade. It was in a neighborhood in Okemos.
Now, what house did... Oh, in Okemos. I don't think I ever went there.
There were three steps down.
I don't think I ever made it.
There was a jug.
In that basement.
Oh, well...
Was it like next to or like adjacent to the like old country western photo of your mom and dad?
That photo is nowhere to be found, and I'm very upset about it. Don't bring it up because it's
I saw it the last time.
Oh,
I
just
went.
The solo picture of the two of them?
Yeah. Oh, wait, you did a family
we
one.
We did a family one.
Wow.
I'll tell you about it another time.
Tell me.
It's a sore subject, and it's the only argument my family's ever gotten.
Because you wanted to be dressed as a woman?
No, and no.
You wanted to be one of the classic
no,
girls.
After the picture's missing.
Who took it?
Who?
This owl?
I think it was an Alaskan owl.
Murderous alien owl.
Yep. Is there any other kind?
Did you do it at Cedar Point?
I don't know.
Oh, God. What do you know? My brothers and I did one of
in
the
general,
like,
what do you know?
Old country western photos. And I love
the concept. Though it's a little gun heavy.
Do you say sepia tone or sepia tone?
Sepia.
Okay. Well, I got my old country western photo.
Jack Johnson says sepia.
Sepia tone love.
Right.
I guess you're right. Love isn't always the answer.
Can we talk about how great Jack Johnson is?
In bed, like singing? What do you mean?
Would you let him fuck you side saddle?
I guess I probably couldn't pick him out of a line. You mean side saddle like a pregnant woman gets sex?
Yeah. Gets sex. Gets sex.
I went to look up Jack Johnson and I typed in John Davis.
Why? Who's John Davis? I feel like that's maybe your spirit. I went to write double yesterday and I accidentally wrote douche.
I like him better with
I literally typed out a tweet about saying, double check that you're registered to vote. Thank God I reread it because I wrote douche check.
I think I like Jack Johnson with like longer, shaggier hair.
Well, that's great.
I don't like him with his like buzz cut. So
why don't you side saddle
him? In my picture with my brothers when we did our old country western.
Was it just the four boys?
No, just the three boys. It was like before my little brother.
Oh.
I believe. Or maybe he was like dressed as like a baby bandit. I don't know. But I had to hold up the gun and it was so heavy I couldn't even hold up the rifle. So then I had to go back to back, snack to snack.
Oh my God. If you could eat two snacks, snack to snack, what would you eat?
I both could, like a cheese
fruit
and a
by
cracker.
The foot is on the table.
No, dude.
Ants on a log is on the table.
Ants
a popsicle.
On a log. Ants on a log, that's like cream cheese with a raisin and a celery.
It's celery, peanut butter, raisins.
I never ever had one. Never had an ant on a log.
Live on the podcast next week.
Me. Corey. From behind the curtain. You do a taste test and I eat it.
And meanwhile, an Alaskan owl swoops in.
Do owls make that or is that an eagle?
What? No, they literally just hoot.
No, not when they turn into aliens and kidnap the people of Nome, Alaska.
So anyway, that Alaskan book from sixth grade, I swear she had like a
Are you talking about Cat's Eye?
She was born... Something of the Wolves. Julie of the Wolves.
A book called Julie of the Wolves.
I have been trying to remember the title of this book for years.
Julie of the Wolves.
It's called Julie of the Wolves.
Who wrote it? Shel Steinbeck?
Gene Craighead George. Oh, it's in paperback.
Shel Silverstein?
Look at Julie, and that's her wolf.
Now, I for sure saw that in my library when I was a kid.
God.
That looks familiar.
She was a wolf woman. You know.
Would you read those?
How's it doing on Amazon? Is my book doing better? Let's check.
Would you read, what were those scary books we would read?
Well, I have a better Amazon review than Julie. Tell me about that, Miss Williams.
What were those scary books you like read in the 90s and like
Goosebumps?
No, dude. The ones that were like scary stories to tell in the dark.
I don't know, but I loved Choose Your Own Ending novels.
I did too, but I would always be like, which one is? Oh, I'm thinking of Scariest Stories to Tell in the Dark. It had like pictures of like scribbles of like big spiders and stuff that would like get you.
Whoa.
Oh no, someone said they changed the art in all those movies and or in all those books and now it's not as scary anymore.
Well, if that's not 2016 at
all. Dude, look. Look, this was like, it was scary for sure. It was terrifying.
This, you want to see what my favorite book was
like,
when I was
growing
up?
Look, I would like read this.
Whoa!
In like middle school and like then on the next page there's like spiders crawling out of her face.
I hate that.
Have you ever had a spider crawl out of your face?
No, but my favorite book growing up, my stepmom got it for me. Antoinette got this for me.
Cat's Eye the movie?
This was how I knew, okay, she can stay. Because she got me Kids Shenanigans. Great things to do that mom and dad will just barely approve of.
Approve of with other...
I don't know how that title ends. Well, it's got a pretty good rating.
Sounds pretty bad to me.
I loved it. It had a spiral... what's it called? Binding. Which I thought, I was like, whoa. Which, in hindsight, maybe Binge should have had a spiral. Imagine if Binge had a spiral binding.
Like your daily
Imagine
show.
If I told Simon and Juicer, I said, I've got ideas for how this book should be.
I guess.
It came with a pen.
Is that all you care about? Did you have those colored pencils that were like all like the colored pencils in one color?
What do you mean?
Like it was a
oh,
big,
the more you
thick
sharpen?
One. No, and like not the one where you push the different lenses through the bottom, like leads through the bottom.
Oh, with the little capsules? And then if it were...
Did I tell you my cousin said he pierced his ear with that when he was like...
I hate your family. Danette.
It's on her side.
Well, Danette.
My cousin came to school with his ears pierced and told people he did it with a push pen.
That's very Parent Trap.
Do you know what? Cat's Eye has on Rotten Tomatoes.
Stop it. What?
Can we watch Cat's Eye tonight?
No.
Because you're afraid the cat's going to get
you? No, because
you?
I don't ever want to hang out with you.
What do you think of when people say, cat got your tongue? Like, has a cat ever gotten your tongue? And if a cat had your tongue, is that because you're making out with a cat?
Stop.
What do you think of cat's scratchy tongues? Like, does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel bad? Why do you think it's so scratchy?
I don't know.
What do you think about animals that are just naked all the time because they don't wear clothes? What do you think about animals who do wear clothes? What do you think about like walking cats with scratchy tongues? Did you see that pig walking that cat video?
Yeah, I was in a bad mood when that came on and I remained in a bad mood.
So you refused to laugh at a pig walking a cat?
I don't love
or was the cat
animals taking the role of humans. It's scary to me.
Because you're afraid you're going to lose your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm already... Well, if a video goes viral with a cat and a pig, I think, well, there goes our job.
Yeah. Well, mostly yours.
Well.
And Mamrie's.
You're the cat. I'm the pig.
You're the pig. She's the cat.
Meow.
Meow.
Hoot, hoot.
So when we get back,
like, we're doing an Alaskan Owl Queens edition.
Who would have thought?
Honestly, who the fuck lives in Alaska?
Alaskans.
Name two. Besides Julie. And besides her wolf.
I was going to say that old vice presidential nominee.
Oh, Sarah Palin.
And her dumb kid.
Wow. Well, it is a dumb kid.
The one that was on Dancing with Stars, Bristol Palin.
Remember that?
Remember when we thought Sarah Palin was the worst of our worries?
Right. Like, remember when we had to listen to her talk and she was just the vice president?
Oh, my God.
She was just the vice presidential nominee.
Imagine, though, if it were Trump and Sarah Palin. I thought that's what it was going
to
be.
How do they even, like, you can just pick anyone to be your vice president. There's so many people to pick from.
If we were going off how, you know, okay, so we're all like, okay, oh, not we, but like the Republicans, perhaps, and the Republicans that believe in Trump. They're all like, well, he's a good businessman. Okay, so he's a reality star, quote-unquote, good businessman. There are so many better reality star good business people. Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton.
Tiffany Pollard.
Honestly, me and you.
Oh, shit.
Honestly.
Wow. So you want to be my vice president.
I would be your vice.
You're not old enough to be president.
I have. In what year? I have 8 years until I can.
What if the owl, I mean.
So 2024, I could run.
What if the parrot murders you? I would have thinked, man, all this time, I talked about this murderous parrot, and he kills you.
I'd be like, Tyler Henry, calm it.
And I'd be like, Tyler Henry, you're dead, girl.
Okay.
Would you like,
you know what, I do
would you
watch.
Like ghost people? Like,
I was going to just say, I want to watch Ghost.
Like, you would be the new Patrick Swayze?
Well, he's already doing it.
No, he's dead.
Yeah, he's ghouling.
He's already being a ghost. What would you do in that ghost movie?
I love the show What Would You Do?
I don't think I know it.
It's that show about middle America where they like,
oh, I love that
have,
show.
Have like somebody in a cafe
and like someone's
yelling
like,
at a lesbian.
Oh, I saw one with this like little boy who went with his mom to get a manicure and he was like asking to get pink and the mom was like, yeah. And then they had like this dad come in and be like, listen, you little gay. You can't have pink fingernails.
That's exactly what happened with my blurple glasses.
Who said that?
My mom was like, yeah, get whatever glasses you want. So I wanted
and
these
all the kids
blue and purple
school
glasses
said,
that said blurple on them.
You are a little gay?
And no. I was just being told, you cannot have purple glasses. You're a man.
Wow.
So?
And then what happened?
Well, I got my blurple glasses.
And you got a stutter, too. Wow. Sounds like it's difficult to talk about.
You know what else was difficult to say recently? Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. Oh, so now she's going to laugh about it.
Because you know what? It's called rising above.
I think that's why I make fun of you for things, so that you can rise up.
Let me tell you. Wow. Are you singing
Audrey
Hamilton?
No, not Hamilton.
Oh. That's a lyric from Hamilton. But I also,
rise up as everybody's
but
song
with that
lyric.
Intonation.
And Katy Perry even says that.
But with rise up like that?
No.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
What were we just
so you
were
telling me about you're really upset about your purple glasses.
Blurple. No, Seth Rogen.
Were they more blurple or purple?
It was a healthy mix.
Have you ever gotten a purple nurple?
I hate that.
Why?
I was just watching the Goldbergs. Wait, did you realize on that flight when you were like, there were no good options?
One episode of the Goldbergs, and I had already seen that episode.
If you click, because it had all genres auto-selected, if you clicked just a specific genre, it showed everything more than what it showed in all. So I clicked comedy movies instead of just all movies, and it showed more movies than just in all.
Yeah, what?
I know. I was like,
what was the comedy movie?
Literally, there was everything.
Yeah, right.
I'm not even
literally
joking.
Everything.
I'm literally not even
caught
joking.
In your web of lies, Spider.
So there, I was watching everything. Oh, you know what I watched on the flight? That Jim Chapman documentary.
But do you think birds of a feather stick together? Did you watch Angry Birds on the plane?
No.
I considered it.
What? That's when you know.
Well, I watched Allegiant.
Oh, I would not watch that.
God.
Who is that?
That's Shailene Woodley. Theo James is hot, though.
I support the actors and I support the cast and crew. But I just never got into that filmography.
All three, Allegiant, Divergent, Insurgent, they were all three the same movie.
I guess I don't even know what they're about.
I never understood.
I don't care to know.
They're all in Chicago.
Chicago.
I am from Chicago.
The closest H&M to me was in Chicago.
They're all from Chicago.
Back
and like, so, the, and then like, there was always one bad person, but I never really understood, in each of the three movies, but I never understood what the bad person actually wanted.
Did you watch? Oh, we
They were just that. Trying to like make people not like each other, but I was like, well, that's real life. People don't like each other. You don't need to make people not like each other. And I was like, someone should kill you with a parrot.
You know what's a better plot?
And then I gave
Julie
it, and
the
then I gave it a passive aggressive thumbs down when the movie ended.
I was thinking, who are the people that thumbs down something? Because once you get to the end, like you
I thumbs down to Batman. I thumbs down that. I thumbs up the Meddler when I watched that. It was a 10-hour flight. We had a lot to watch.
I thumbs up. I watched This Is How to Be Single.
Oh, I thumbs that up. I watched it first, and I told you to watch it. And let me just tell the
Great
people.
Corey.
And let me just tell the people. The trailer for that movie really does an injustice to the movie How to Be Single, because it's a funny, it's that girl, Rebel Wilson, Leslie Mann.
Who's that woman I love, Leslie Mann?
The one girl from 50 Shades of Grey.
I thought that movie was so good. The movie, the, yeah, what you said, the trailer is completely different than the movie, and the movie was so good.
The guy from Girls? Not Adam Driver, the other guy who was in the last season.
I just loved it. Yeah, and then I watched a few episodes of Modern Family.
Wow.
That is one of those shows where I do not watch in order, but I will watch every episode if it's on. It's, like, on a flight, I will watch all of them.
So you missed the premiere.
I never know what's going on in the grand scheme
Guess
of the show.
Guess what season they're on? This boggles my mind. 8.
Wow.
Wow, what happened? When did we get so old?
I think it's beautiful. Anyway, well, you know what, Corey? I need to go order Julie the
Wolf. Oh my God. I just realized.
I what?
You have an owl on your arm.
Where?
And it's probably a murderous gnome alien owl.
I forgot I had an owl tattoo.
This whole time.
This whole discussion.
Who?
Wait.
Would have thunk it.
Oh my God.
You should get a parrot on the other arm and then the saying, birds of a feather sure stick together.
What if a year later, it gets infected, and I die from it, and this was the bird killing the human all along.
Well, it was a parrot.
Okay, well.
So, anyway,
if I take off my glasses,
follow us
like a
both
parrot.
On Twitter. Tweet us that you enjoyed this episode, if you did. And
also, we had Grace Helbig and Mamrie Hart, and last...
I have no idea when this episode's going up, so...
In a previous episode. So, if you haven't heard that, go listen to it. But we want to do more guests because that's fun, and we realized that we hadn't had a guest in, like, a year before doing that one. So, if you want us to have a guest, let us know who to have. Here's what you should do. Hashtag Psychobabble guest star.
Dream guest.
No. Hashtag
Psychobabble dream guest.
Okay, sure. Hashtag Psychobabble
dream star.
Guest. Hashtag Psychobabble dream guest. But tag who the fuck you want so then they're inundated with all these tweets.
Also,
harass them.
Some of you harass us about bringing someone on. Hilaire, ask them. Why are you yelling at us? I see all the time, you should bring so-and-so. You should bring so-and-so. I'm like, tweet at so-and-so. Like Katy Perry, Sarah Bareilles, JonBenet Ramsey.
She's dead.
Oh.
Or is she? You just listed Katy Perry twice.
Well,
because
I've
because
got
JonBenet
to go.
Ramsey.
This
JonBenet Ramsey is Katy Perry.
A great episode. And who would have thought this was such a fun episode? And I hope you learned about murderous gnome owls in Nome, Alaska.
Bye.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.